You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
A state of emergency has been declared in Sri Lanka as protesters have taken over Sri Lankan PM's office. This as President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has fled to Maldives just hours before he was supposed to resign. More details on the Sri Lanka crisis shortly. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast on CNBCTV18.com. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, employment sector, update on Sushant Singh Rajput case, the Sri Lanka crisis and more. First up, here's how the market fared on July 13th. Indian shares ended today's volatile session lower, dragged by sharp selling in financial and information technology scripts. Sensex tumbled more than 370 points, whereas the broader Nifty 50 slipped below the 16,000 mark. HCL technology shares were in focus and remained under selling pressure after the IT major reported a 100 basis points sequential drop in its margin amid worsening attrition. The company's stock ended the day 1% lower. Next up, shares of most oil-producing companies including ONGC, Oil India Limited and Indian Oil were trading lower during the day as crude oil had slipped below $100 a barrel. But the oil prices soon reclaimed this level and ONGC shares ended the day marginally higher after having fallen over 2% in intraday trade. Meanwhile, Oil India Shares Limited ended the day more than 1% higher. Another stock that was in focus was Sterling and Winsel Renewable Energy, which plunged as much as 8% in early deals after the firm said its consolidated net loss has widened in the April to June quarter owing to depressed growth in revenue along with rising cost of construction. Sterling and Winsel's cost of materials used jumped more than 90% year-on-year to 893 crore rupees. The company's revenue came in at 1,207 crore rupees, rising just 1% from 1,195 crore rupees on a year-on-year basis. This has resulted in widened losses at 356 crore rupees against 76 crore rupees in the corresponding quarter last year. Meanwhile, the rupee has hit a record low of 79.62 against the US dollar as strengthened the greenback, which hovered near a two-decade high, and rising oil prices put pressure on the domestic currency. Now, moving on to updates from Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka's embattled president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, fled to Maldives on a military jet today, hours before he was supposed to step down in the face of a public revolt against him and his family for mishandling the economy that has bankrupted the country. The Prime Minister's office also confirmed that the president has left the country. Rajapaksa, who enjoys immunity from prosecution while he is still president, fled the country before resigning to avoid the possibility of arrest by the new government. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, who has been appointed as the country's acting president, has declared a state of emergency in the country and a curfew in the western province has been imposed as protesters gathered near his office at Flower Road in Colombo. He has also ordered security forces to arrest people acting in a riotous manner. The developments come in the face of public revolt against Rajapaksa's government, which allegedly mishandled the economy and led the country to bankruptcy. Rajapaksa, meanwhile, telephoned the Speaker of Parliament saying his resignation letter will be sent later in the day. Anti-government protesters have reportedly stormed the main state television station and briefly took over broadcasts, according to footage. An unidentified man barged into the studio of Rupavahini Network during a live program and ordered that only protest-related news should be broadcast. The transmission was cut off and replaced with a recorded program. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Sri Lanka has cancelled all its consular services for today and tomorrow amid fresh protests. For more latest updates from Sri Lanka, catch CNBCTV18.com's live blog. Now back to domestic updates. Sources have told CNBCTV18 that Yes Bank's board credit committee is meeting today to consider a joint venture partner for an asset reconstruction company. CNBCTV18 was the first to report that US-based private equity firm JC Flowers has emerged as the highest bidder for the private lender's proposed ARC. According to sources, Yes Bank will hold a Swiss challenge auction to invite counter bids with JC Flowers' offer as anchor bid post the board nod. The bank will also seek RBI's nod for its 20% stake in the ARC after the Swiss auction and 80% stake to be held by the foreign partner. Yes Bank is looking to transfer approximately 51,000 crore rupees of loans to an ARC completely to clean up its books. JC Flowers deal has valued Yes Bank's NPA portfolio at 12,100 crore rupees higher than the other suitors. CNBC TV 18 is awaiting Yes Bank's response to this story. Well, here's an update on Sushant Singh Rajput's death case. In yet another twist, actor Riya Chakraborty has been accused of being in touch with drug peddlers by the Narcotics Control Bureau. In its draft charges, NCB says that Riya received multiple deliveries of ganja from a co-accused, including her brother, Shawik. These drugs were then handed over to Rajput, the NCB has claimed. NCB also says that Riya also made payments for those deliveries at the instance of Shawik and the late actor between March 2020 and September that year. Lastly, here's the latest on jobs. Recruitment in the IT sector, which was on a roll for the past 2 years, is starting to show early signs of a slowing following indications of an early recession in the United States, according to recruitment firm Teamlease Services. This, despite high attrition being reported by tech majors like Tata Consultancy Services and HCL Tech. Teamlease Chief Financial Officer Ramani Dhati says that there are early signals of a slowing hiring trend, but for this quarter, there won't be any impact in terms of the number of open positions in the IT industry. Dhati also called the current hiring intent decent enough on the back of continuing high attrition level. Well, if not for new positions, even replacement of the attrition is being done, and that is leading to a higher percentage of hiring on quarter-on-quarter basis, she says. Her remarks come a day after HCL Tech reported an attrition rate of 23.8% for the April to June quarter. This is against 11.8% in the corresponding quarter last year. Meanwhile, TCS's attrition has jumped to 19.7% in the quarter under review, which is up from 17.4% in the previous quarter. Among other sectors, Teamlease is seeing strong recovery in hospitality, healthcare, and tourism post-COVID. Meanwhile, in the US, about 20 million Americans quit their jobs in the first 5 months of this year in what came to be known as the Great Resignation. Many are now regretting this decision, according to a new survey. More than a quarter of those who left are reconsidering whether they made the right move, according to a study of more than 15,000 job seekers conducted over the past 3 months by JobList, an artificial intelligence job search platform. The surge in resignations has been linked to COVID risks in the workplace, new opportunities created by work from home, and a general sense that Americans have been rethinking their professional life amid the turmoil of a pandemic. The level of job quits this year is roughly double what it was a decade ago. But the JobList survey has found that there are a range of reasons why some of those who have left are having second thoughts. Many Americans now feel more urgency to find work amid signs that job market conditions are poised to change. About half of the job seekers anticipate that the labor market will get worse over the next 6 months. Also, among those who found a new job after quitting, 42% say that it hasn't lived up to their expectations. Some also found that they're missing their colleagues, according to the survey. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.